What's up, guys? Long time, no pod. I know, right? Hades Lock. Day 5 of quarantine. I've counted so many strands of grass in the backyard. People say I'm crazy, but really, I'm just talking to the ants. I'm just kidding. What the f***? Now, I hope everyone is having a happy quarantine and keeping it real and chill and finding a distraction in these strange and troubled times as of late. Of course, by that, I'm referring to the title of this podcast, the current worldwide pandemic, the coronavirus, or COVID-19, or as I like to say, the coronapocalypse. Man, it's crazy. It really is. It's crazy. Things just feel weird at the moment, you know? You step outside your door and you're just not sure of anything. The atmosphere feels different. People are different. Well, obviously, Haiti, there's a fucking pandemic outside. What are you, some kind of COVID-idiot? See what I did there? All right, yeah, I know it's terrible. Moving on. Now, this is a one-off, as this isn't something I normally talk about on the show, but it's substantial enough and necessary to talk about right now, even if I am tired of hearing the constant reports about it. I mean, I can't even look at Corona beer anymore without thinking about this shit. Or even just toilet paper. Or soap. Sanitizer. Or my neighbor. I'm just kidding. But not really. So, I'm going to steer away from getting all serious because the media is doing enough of that already, whether it's true or false. At the end of the day, people will believe what they want to believe, regardless of who says what and whatever source it comes from. I am not a medical professional, so I am not here to issue any remedies. I am here to chill y'all the fuck out and implore you to look at the positives, even if they are few given the current state of things in the world today. There are still many things that we can do to avoid succumbing to that dark cloud of anxiousness. Now, I know that there are many people out there who are afraid and divided. There are many of you that may not have been able to spend Mother's Day with your mothers, or birthdays with friends and or relatives, or celebrate any other events because of the severity of this virus. And that sucks. It really does. But, you know, these things should be informative enough for people to see reason and pay heed to the advice which has been given, and to overall just stop being defiant, stop the social gathering, stop going to the fucking beach, stop acting like this isn't a serious problem, man, because it is. Yes, you may not care. You may not believe it's serious. You may not think you're susceptible, even though nobody is immune. You may not think you have it when you could in fact have it. You may have already had it and think that you won't get it again. You may even know that you have it and have a wanton intent to spread it. You may think it's a conspiracy and that it was just man-made. Or you might just think it's Mother Nature. I could go on, but I'm hoping that you get the gist. Man, I don't even know how many times I just said the word it. But I'm not going to say it again. Ah, fuck. What matters is that it is out there, and you need to be compliant and precautionary, not just for yourself, but for other people too. So, if you just take a little initiative and put a stopper in the ignorance, this could all be over a lot sooner. I'm sure that most of you are aware that the UK is now effectively on lockdown due to the new restrictions that have come from Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who I applaud for these actions. This is due to the lack of response from the public for not adhering to the advice issued earlier this month about social distancing and taking the necessary precautions to prevent the spread of the virus. Of course, this isn't unheard of. Rules have been broken since rules were made, and they will always be broken. But what the world needs right now is unity. The impact is out in the open for everyone to see, and we are the ones that need to make this right before it all goes wrong. Oh man, listen to me. I sound like a fucking politician. Shit, what a dick. But for real, we ought to make this right. The number of confirmed positive cases as of the 29th of March is 19,500. Or precisely 19,522, and deaths are at 1,228. But of course, this is not including unconfirmed cases, which would undoubtedly increase the actual number of cases by the thousands. Now, I want to just take this moment here to express my condolences to all of those who have departed this life because of COVID-19. My well wishes go to those who are currently hospitalized, and my uttermost respect and thanks goes to all of those who are making a difference. So, this is a message to each and every one of you who work for the NHS. I thank you all so much. You have grit, and you are the difference. You are the current vaccine. Thank you for putting your health on the line for the benefit of those in need. You should all be held in high honor for the service you continue to give, not just now, but for always. Your continuous hard work, day and night, is making all the difference. I appreciate you and I adore you. This will go down in history as a time to remember that without you, there would be no us. I also want to express gratitude to those of you that are key workers, working in health and social care, childcare, public safety and national security, transport services, utility, communications and financial services, food production, education, and retail. And lastly, to all the individuals of local communities that are helping out the elderly, and they're out there offering your services to pharmacies to deliver prescriptions to patients in need. People will speak of this to their children, their grandchildren, their friends and families for years to come, and remember who they are, where they were, and what they did. Now I will end this with a quote from one of my favorite writers, C.S. Lewis. Hardships often prepare ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny. Now, let's get all up in the positive, shall we? Alrighty then. Although the world has been plunged into a pandemic at the present time, I've actually found myself appreciating this unexpected downtime in the respect of time gained to time often lost due to the natural, fast-paced way of life that we humans are so used to. So during these next few weeks, we have the chance to rekindle old flames with lost contacts, reconnect with ourselves and the world, and devote some much-needed time to the people that we care about. Of course, you're probably thinking right now, well, how the fuck are we gonna do that when we all have to stay inside? Who the fuck is this guy? Like, how are we supposed to shoot the breeze and shit? If you live with your family or friends, problem solved. If not, you have a telephonic device, right? A mobile? A home phone? A computer? An iPad, if they're still a thing anyway? I don't know. But my point is, we live in a technological world now. It's never been easier to contact people without having to be there physically. We've built a lifestyle that means we can acquire all those imperative necessities from our own homes. The internet stretches far and wide, as you know. We can take care of that which is important to live via online sites, systems, and applications. But aside from the internet and FaceTiming, Skyping, and the like, perhaps it is time to drift away from social media and get the board games out again. I bet you can't even remember the last time you did something like that. Or, introduce a little creativity, create some art, create some music, or settle down with a book. Binge those TV series that you've been trying to find the time for. You got Netflix, Netflix, Netflix. You got Netflix, Prime Video, Disney Plus, mate. Fucking hell. I'm sorry. I mean, you can marathon a movie franchise or play with your dogs or your cats. Hell, play with your fucking fish. But don't take them out of the tank. They don't like that. I did that once and it died. You can spin your hamster in its running wheel until either you or the hamster pukes. Hell, buy yourself a scratch post and scratch the shit out of it. Get fit at home with home workouts and don't say you don't know how to. Look it up. Play some video games. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that reminds me. My PS4 nearly died on me earlier today and I couldn't have been closer to tears. But anyway, you can clean your home, rearrange your home, decorate your home, trash your home, and then clean it again. Spend some time in the garden. Because, ironically, the weather is fucking glorious now. Practice meditation. Converse with those around you. Play with your children. Show an interest in things that you haven't before. Experiment with sex positions. Watch porn. Touch yourself. The list is fucking endless. Or, alternatively, you can just sleep it all off. Sleep until it's all over. All I'm saying is, just don't let boredom grab you by the dick titties when there are things that you can do to prevent it. Don't be telling me you're going insane, because the truth is, you probably already were. You just didn't know it. So just take these chances while you can before daily life returns to normal, because it will before you know it. Even with all these restrictions, you can still take a walk alone or with one other person or with your dog or your cat if you're fucking weird like that. I'm not judging, but cats usually walk themselves. Unless they Gucci or something, like Kitty Wears Prada or something like that. Or rather, Kitty Wears Purda. Fuck, I'm sorry about me. I'm sorry. Anyway, you can still go shopping for those essential groceries, but for fuck's sake, people, chill with the toilet paper and sanitary products. All this panic buying shit has been getting out of hand, but I'm pretty sure there are limits now on how many can be purchased, and the same goes for many food products and medicine. I also really commend the decision to prioritize customers that work for the NHS and those who are elderly, immunocompromised, and more at risk. Now, this whole situation, it really sucks because restaurants have closed, non-essential stores have closed, cinemas have closed, movies have been delayed, concerts and sporting events have been postponed and or cancelled. This virus has done come along and fucked everything up. But it's all good. It's all good. Even though right now we cannot have all the things that we want, we can still have all the things we need. Indeed, these are hard times. There is no denying that. But life finds a way. So I want everyone to remember that this will not last forever. Nothing ever does. The world needs this long overdue period of restriction for nature to proceed with its incredible abilities of healing and regeneration. Honestly, I think there should be an annual lockdown in order to give the world a chance to breathe. Polluted canals, rivers, seas, they are clearer than ever. Because life as we know it has come to this abrupt standstill. Yes, the economy will take a hit, but that too, in time, will also heal. We are living through a worldwide pandemic, and we will tell this story for years to come. Together is how we will defeat the coronavirus. Just a quick quote now from my all-time favorite author, J.R.R. Tolkien, in the hopes that you may find it comforting. In the end, the shadow was only a small and passing thing. There was light and high beauty forever beyond its reach. Now, wrapping things up, I implore everyone to continue to take the necessary actions and precautions to prevent further spreading of COVID-19. If you somehow didn't already know, this includes washing your hands for at least 20 seconds. It's also more beneficial to wet the hands first to fully accept the soap, or alternatively, you can use a hand sanitizer if you're like out and about or somewhere and you do not have access to any soap because motherfuckers keep stealing it. Do not touch your face. Do not touch your face. Mainly the eyes, mouth, and nose with unwashed hands. Just don't. Keep your distance with social distancing. In other words, stay 6 feet or 2 meters away from other people. Kind of like me on a daily basis. I'm just kidding. I love people. And lastly, self-isolation, especially if you are showing symptoms or if you are immunocompromised. Although with the recent announcement from Boris Johnson, everyone should now be staying inside their homes, regardless, unless they are key workers. So, in the meantime, some words of wisdom for you. Don't be an inconsiderate spitfuck. All right then. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for letting me chew your ears off. I'm gonna wrap this up. I hope this has given you a better understanding of things, some comfort, and a few ideas on how to fill your time and prevent an outcome such as finding yourselves in a goddamn straitjacket at the end of all this shit. No, instead we can all just look forward to hearing the endless stories about how everyone spent their quarantines until we're all fucking blue in the face. Yeah, I cannot wait. A new era beyond the horizon, folks. The dawn of the germaphobes. But on a more serious note, I'm sure that this pandemic will have changed people and will have been a lesson to us all when it's over. It will hopefully remind us of just how quickly life can change, and that we are really just a small, small, little teeny existence within this vast universe. But we have always found a way to prevail and endure, and may we continue to do so. So take care of yourself, you hear me? Whoever's listening right now, I'm talking to you. Just do what you gotta do, keep yourself busy, and don't let anxiety overcome you during these uncertain and difficult times. Instead, put your middle finger up to that motherfucker and keep on smiling. Now enjoy the little things, enjoy this downtime while you can, stay home and stay safe. Alrighty then.